Without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek after him. Hebrews 11:6. When can faith be described as a saving faith? The epistle to the Hebrews was written to encourage Christians to remain faithful unto Jesus Christ and not return to the law of Moses. The epistle also teaches the superiority of Jesus Christ over angels, Moses, and the Levitical system, and the assembling of themselves together based upon their faith in Christ and their view of what was to come, demonstrating their faith in the superiority of Jesus. Thus, the Hebrew writer said, "For yet a very little while, he that cometh shall come and shall not tarry. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrink back, my soul hath no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that shrink back unto perdition, but of them that have faith unto the saving of the soul." Hebrews 10:37-39. A faith that is unto the saving of the soul is one that is in harmony with those who have gone before us. And God had put a stamp of approval on their lives. Men such as Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These individuals stand as a standard of faith unto the saving of the soul. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he said, "I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beseech you to walk worthily of the calling wherewith ye were called." Ephesians 4:1. This walk, of which we are to pursue in a worthy manner, should be approached with no less of a standard as those who came before us. The Apostle Paul encouraged the Romans, saying, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12:1-2. What sacrifice are we willing to present to God? Let us look at the sacrifices of those to whom the Lord said, "And these all, having had witness borne to them through their faith, receive not the promise, God having provided some better thing concerning us, that apart from us they should not be made perfect." Hebrews 11:39-40. And then ask ourselves, do I have faith unto the saving of the soul? Of these faithful ones, the Hebrew writer says, "And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, waxed mighty in war, turned to flight armies of aliens. Women received their dead by a resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and in holes of the earth." Hebrews 11:32-38. Whether it be these faithful ones or men like Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 15:26, we also are encouraged, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12:1-2. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians, saying, "Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather even reprove them." Ephesians 5:8-11.